Blog Talk Radio.
Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, the King is coming. All right, which one do you say Teacher Shane is up right now?
Yes, we are up on the main channel, Pastor Dow channel.
On the Pastor Dow channel?
Yeah.
YouTube. YouTube, and somebody's probably streaming it by Facebook. Don't know. Could be. Okay. I just don't know. What do you think?
Don't know either. No info on that.
Okay. All right. But anyway, we're here. My YouTube banned or being locked up in verbal insane asylum. Are you on the show? But if they do, they can't hear me.
YouTube jail.
Hey, Carol, y'all may want to just cut that phone on. Tell them to.
It's broadcasting live.
Well, tell them to cut that radio on in there so they can hear it in. The FM transmitter in there. Hey, bless y'all, saints. I bless you all. This wonderful and this mighty day right here. I got a few things I'm going to go over here tonight, so I definitely need your undivided attention. You need to really, truly listen to what I've got to say here tonight, because we're going to go over some things. We are going to go over some things. It's good to be here tonight. It really, truly is. Myself and the brother was just talking about how blessed the ministry in itself is and how that there's only just a few people, and it's always going to be like that. It seems like it's always going to be like that, right?
Yes.
It's always just, you can have 98% of the people online doing good and running forward and running for their lives and doing it, but then you got that 2% out there that just loves to try to keep contention going. Just love it, man. Huh?
Yes.
It ought not to be named among us. Shalom, Teach Robinson, Teach Eric. All right, so let's go on a few things here tonight. First of all, the Hebrews Conference, all right? Now, we know it's July the 11th through the 14th, all right? And if you're getting there, you're going to have to pay your own way. Now, most of you, especially my security team, you already know that I've got you covered, okay? And I'll let you know because I've got to get in touch with Brother Ron Dalton first day and give him my list as well as send in the payment, and we should be all good to go for the actual conference itself. You need to actually book your own hotel rooms. I cannot house you and you know, there are many, many saints up there in the Michigan area that have the accommodations to house you. So, and you better book them fast because they are coming up. They are going fast. I talked with Brother Juan up there in Michigan, and he gave the information. I gave the information a few broadcasts ago, and I'm not going to go over it again because it takes up too much time. It's too extensive. But nevertheless, it is there. So if you want to know all the information, then go back a few broadcasts and then check out the information. Should have had your pen and paper and do it again. If you plan on coming, it's fine. If not, that's fine too. It's not mandatory. All right? Also, we have Pentecost coming up the 9th of June. It's the seventh month of the Roman year, the 9th of June. And if you're planning on being here, we only have a certain amount of accommodations. And if you're being here, we need you to call in at area code 615-688-3025. It's area code 615-688-3025. You call the dining hall and leave your name and let us know who's coming because we have to prepare for you logistically. We have to prepare for you logistically, okay? And it's going to help our sisters out. It's going to help the brother out. It's going to help us all the way around because we need to know if we need to open up the shower house to accommodate you. Some of you, if you know how we roll. You may have to bring your tent, okay? But that's how we roll. And you may have to stay in the tent a few days, which ain't going to hurt you. We have shower facilities, restroom facilities. You'll be able to take care of all the bare necessities and needs. And plus, you'll be fed. So please do us this great favor right here and this courtesy by calling into the dining hall and let us know if you plan on attending Pentecost. All right? We would greatly appreciate it. All right. Again, now, not only, you know, lately, this week, from at least four different sources, I've had people just continually keep dropping the word cult. Just four different sources, just what people, they call us. And listen, you got to get to the point in your life to where people who are sinners and living in sin, they are totally irrelevant to you. They don't mean nothing to the Most High Yah.
True.
They don't mean nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Yes.
They're going the way of all unregenerated man, which is the hell.
Yes.
They don't read the Bible. They won't read the Bible. They don't live holy and set apart, and they won't live set apart. And if the Most High Yah has that opinion of them, what do you think you should do? I mean, I promise. There's a reason why the book says, come out of her, my people, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. He told you that your greatest foes are going to be there in your own household. So people who are living outside this covenant, people who break and breach the commandments, people who live in sin daily, you have to understand, I don't care. I've been called a cult leader for a long time. And it still hasn't stopped me from doing what I'm doing. It ain't going to stop me from doing what I'm doing. If that's the greatest word that they have to deter me, they need to come up with something better. Because I'm 25 years plus running hard and strong in this. Ain't that right?
Amen.
And it just ain't working. As a matter of fact, everyone that says these disparaging names and comments and call us all kind of things, they continue to keep diminishing year after year. We continue to keep on increasing year after year. And the Most High Yah know them that are his. And I'm going to tell you all the same thing. I don't share and I don't revel in your opinion for who you have near and dear to your heart. The only people that's near and dear to my heart on this earth is the saints of the Most High Yah, the ones who have their names written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you really truly want systemic peace in your life, you do good to follow that. You really would do. You do really good to follow that because some of these soul ties are just simply off the chain. So I just this week again, I had somebody make another video about me again, and it gets back to me. Another 30-minute video, and I listen about a minute or two, I delete it, and I go on because it's totally irrelevant. They don't mean nothing. They don't. They have not given up them lives. Jesus said, he that loses his life will gain it. Is that what he said, teacher?
Yes.
And he said that, and he that seeks to retain his life, another way, you're going to lose it.
Yes.
Period. All the way around. And when you come to the Messiah, ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. you're dead, period. So, you know, the first thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to read from Sirach. You know, these are the books that the Roman, Greco-Roman, American, Europeans tell us that these books are not inspired. We shouldn't read them. But you know what's funny, Teacher Shane? You know what's funny? We shouldn't read the Apocrypha, but read C.S. Lewis. We shouldn't read the Apocrypha, but read John Wesley and John Calvin and Martin Luther. You see by these damn eyes?
Yes.
You see what I mean? See,
yes.
The world is stupid. And I'm going to read you reality right here of what are ancient people. Did you hear the word that I said? See, some of you are not as passionate about this as I am. My lifestyle proves it. It shows you how passionate I am. When I read this book, I read about my ancestors, the ones in right standing with the Most High Yah, my people. And I share in every single thing that they share. I realize that all the pains and all the sufferings that we experience in this life, we experience them because of our own sins.
Yeah.
Past and present. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes, we do. And I still will say that the Most High Yah is just.
Amen.
No matter what, he's just and he's righteous.
Amen.
And he will always be just and righteous. And if it's my opinion against his, I'm always wrong. I'm always wrong. He is just. He is true. And he is right. And his law is just. And it's true. And it's right. And we have a whole system out here that defies the very word of God.
Definitely.
I mean, religious, political, social, economic, world governments, it makes no sense. Kingdoms, tribes, clans. I'm telling you, they all hate him.
Definitely.
He only has a few people in this earth. That's it. There are many that are called, but there are few that are chosen. Which one are you? Because there is an elect. But then there is a very elect. Which one are you? I mean, really, which one are you? You really truly need to start thinking about this. Because this life is like a vapor of mist. You're here, and then you're gone. The only thing that's going to stand throughout all of eternity, though your works may be burned up, and yet you yourself be saved, is what you've done for the Most High Yah. That will stand and echo throughout all of eternity. That's it. Get this. Nobody matters in the grand scheme of things except him and obedience, strict obedience to his word. That's it. You got people going to compromise. You got people who's going to do everything within their power, to try to rationalize, to try to justify, and it will always lean and bend everything towards the flesh.
Man.
They're going to do it. They're going to do it over and over again. Well, I've taken up what the King James says, my cross, and I follow him. And I'm going to continue to keep on following him. I realize that my mind may be a whole lot different than many of you because when I speak, and I believe me, I know the reason why people get inflamed and get enraged. The Bible tells us that when people hate us, they hate us because of his word. Because you think about it, we've done nothing to these people. I've done nothing to these people that make videos about me. Only one thing, I preach the word.
Yes.
And the Bible says in the instruction, when you preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke. If they never heard me, they would have never had cloak for their sin.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They heard me. You ain't got no cloak for your sin.
Yes.
You got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. But if you don't like me, rather making videos about me, it'd be who you in your best interest to just go ahead and turn the page. Why soak yourself and immerse yourself in offense?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you're going to be judged. Well, you may not know. But you're going to be judged either way. And I'm going to show you from my ancestors the way that they thought, the way how they viewed things and looked at things. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about, for a second, freedom of choice. Freedom of choice. All right? Over in Sirach, commonly called Ecclesiasticus, in the book of the Apocrypha that it was in the original 1611 King James Version. Mind you, I am a student. My Bible never gets dust on it. Never does. It never gets any dust on it. All right? I want y'all to listen. Sirach 15, verse 11. Do not say, it was the Lord's doing that I fell away. You get that? Don't you ever blame you falling away and saying that it was Yahweh's doing. It's the master's doing. That's what he says. Look at this. For he does not do what he hates. In other words, he's not willing that any man should perish, but that all men come unto repentance. Are we listening to this? And by the way, I know all people say, what are you reading out of? I'm reading out of the New Revised Standard Version. That's what I'm reading out of. Verse 12, he says, do not say it was he who led me astray. Now look here. When you go astray, you do that by your own freedom of choice.
Definitely.
You can blame external circumstances.
Yes.
You can blame internal circumstances. But the Most High God has not led you in a pathway of unrighteousness. The Most High God has not led you in a path of darkness.
True.
He said, my word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. There are songs we sing, where he leads me, I will follow. So don't give me that mess that you are offended. And you are, and because you're offended, now you're forsaken, so you're going to go and walk out of the way of understanding.
Mm.
Let's move on. For he has no need of the sinful. The master hates all abominations. Such things are not loved by those who fear him. You get that? Bro, Sack, don't you hate abominations?
Definitely.
I mean, I detest them. I'm with him. Two or more gather together in his name. Any two of you touch together and agree, I detest, loathe, and hate that which the Lord hates, which Yahweh hates.
Yes.
And I hate it passionately, vividly, with all my heart. You know why? That's how deep my love is for him. I hate what he hates, and I love what he loves. I find myself to be on solid ground.
Yes.
Peaceful ground.
Yes.
I'm not trying to get an opinion outside of him. In no way, shape, fashion, or form. I try to live this life and try to figure out things myself, and I found out, you know what? I don't know shit. I keep making a mess of everything, so I'm going to stay safe with the Father, if that's all right. You know, I'm going to stay on the side of rock.
Hallelujah.
It was he who created humankind in the beginning, and he left them in the power of their own free choice. Everything you do in life, it's your own free choice. When demons fell away, that was his own free choice. When the olive trees loved to have a preeminence amongst the brothers,
yes.
That was his own free choice.
Yes.
You follow me? When those people had decided they were going to exercise witchcraft in the assembly, that was their own free choice. The Most High God didn't tell them to go that way. He didn't lead them that way. If he led you to him, and he's led you the straight way to hear this voice, this preacher, because you can't hear without a preacher. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God, you can't hear without a preacher. He can't preach except he be sent. There's a reason why you're here today. Because you're really truly listening to one of the few true preachers in this world.
Praise God.
Really, that's just a fact. He gave you freedom of choice in everything. Well, I guess he led me here to cut me off. Well, guess what? Yahshua said it'd been better that Judas wasn't ever even born. And he walked with him, talked with him, saw the miracle signs and wonders,
yes.
Experienced them. And then he ended by saying it'd been better for that he'd never been born. But you know what else the Messiah prefaced that with? Father, I have lost none of those that you have given me. Only the son of perdition. That's it. In other words, everyone that he gave me, you mean to tell me that Judas came in, weaseled his way and act like he was there, but he really truly was one that wasn't even there?
True.
Then why did Joshua say that I have never lost one of them that you've given me just the son of perdition?
Yes.
He was already a son of unrighteousness. Think about that. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. If you choose,
yes.
You can keep the commandments. And to act faithfully is a matter of your own choice to act faithfully. sit down and listen to someone who spews nothing but trash, gossip, slander, tail-bearing, and backbiting out of their lips. You can choose to sit there and listen to it. You can either embrace it or discard it and throw it away.
Yes.
We tell you when people start talking like that, get up and move. Go somewhere else.
That's wise.
But some of you, you don't even know that you are a trash. You are a trash can. You love trash in you. It's amazing.
Yes.
But it's your own free choice, and everything you do is a freedom of choice. He has placed before you fire and water. Stretch out your hand for whichever you choose. Before each person are life and death, and whichever one chooses will be given. Life and death is also in the power of the tongue. You pick and choose exactly what you want every single time you open up this mouth.
Yes.
Just because you feel it, just because you think it, that don't mean you need to say it, because you're going to give life and power to it. You can be up in a tower, and you throw a feather out that tower. You can't retrieve that feather, not from that tower. You can't, because you go out a one-way skydiving trip and falling at 120 miles an hour, and you're going to meet an object that doesn't move. Earth.
Yeah.
I promise you that. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You always pick and choose whether you like it or not. Well, I didn't know. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it's desperately wicked.
Yes.
You may not know it, but it shouldn't be no surprise to you when it does come out, because that's your heart, as wicked as it is. Well, you don't get mad at it because I'll tell you that. The Bible even tells you that your heart is wicked. What are we supposed to do? Stroke you and make you feel better in a wicked state? How can you repent then? The purpose of repentance is to be convicted so that you can repent. If you don't feel bad for your condition, there ain't no repentance. For great is the wisdom of a master. He is mighty in power and sees everything. His eyes are on those who fear him. 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 We fear him because we keep his commandments. And he knows every human action. He has not commanded anyone to be wicked. Not even Satan. Lucifer. He didn't command him to be wicked. He has not given anyone permission to sin. You can't get no better than that. You simply just can't get no better than that. This word, it will lead you. It will guide you if you will let it. It will chart your course. It will make you into a person well-pleasing to Yah. I got a question. Who do you love? Do you love Yah or do you love man? So you're going to have people that fall away all over the place.
Yeah.
You're going to have them. I realize that this world hates our ancient people. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. Many of you might say, well, what about Daniel in a lion's den? Was he forsaken?
No.
What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Was he forsaken? See, you people think that because some of our people died, that they were forsaken. No, they were delivered.
Delivered, yes, definitely.
Wherever your treasure is, where your heart would be also. When I read this book, the righteous, when it's their time, they're not about to be pumped. They're not about to bow down. They're not about to sit up in and acquiesce and capitulate. Watch this. We're going to go to 2 Maccabees. 2 Maccabees chapter 7. I want to read you something about a faithful woman. A faithful woman. And we all need to take a good look at our own selves. And we all need to search our own wicked hearts. All of us do. And we need to really, truly compare ourselves with what's written in here and these people right here and see if we have this type of faith. Do we have this type of intestinal fortitude? Do we have this type of heart? We need to really, truly forget about comparing ourselves among ourselves. Let's go back and see what our ancient ancestors did.
Yes.
Let's see how they fared. Because the way that the world would see these people speaking to the authority of the king, a begging king, they try to force them to eat swine flesh today, and some of you go out and buy it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Immerse yourself, soak yourself in it.
Abomination.
You don't know who you are, an abomination you willfully take inside of you. Oh, by the way, drink of the night, Lejeis from Poland. Compliments of Brother Steve and Sister Wenda up there in the northern tribes of Israel and Canada. I'm going to have a drink on you. Now back to the word. There was a mother that had seven sons. Seven sons. I'm going to say this again before I get started. Whatever you're doing, shut the children up. Shut them up. Shut your own self up. Shut your own self up and close your damn mind. And get some faith. Comes by what? Hearing. Hearing comes by what? The word of God. Listen to this preacher right here who loves you more than you hate yourself. Listen to what I got to say. Because I'm going to read it from the word, right? I'm going to show you what real true faith is and what that, how this thought. Let's go into it. A faithful mother and seven sons. It also happened that seven brothers and their mother were arrested and were being compelled by the king under torture, with whips and thongs to partake of unlawful swine's flesh. And you people go by. You hear this? Yeah. One of them, acting as a spokesman, said, "What do you intend to ask that you learn from us? For we are ready to die rather than to transgress the law of our ancestors, but these damn creatures out here tell you with their pagan sorry asses. Y'all cleaned it, but we got people dying for it. Centuries.
Yes.
Thousands of years after it was already commanded and written.
Amen.
But we got this new religion come to tell us that they all of a sudden Jesus came, he cleaned and everything, and like as if he changed his mind. Like as if the Most High Yah is a man that he should lie. And he makes mistakes. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't change.
Don't change.
But you won't tell him he changed. You got people right here that's getting ready to go to death over pork. Over swine. Pig feet, chitlins, hog jaw, pork rinds. Sausage, bacon. And you smell the smell of it, and you smell it, and you'll lose your soul. Can't wait for that shit to get between your teeth. You nasty, foul-ass devil. You sorry piece of shit. What kind of preacher are you? Ask him. He the one called me. I'm a preacher for this damn wicked-ass generation. Here we go. The king fell into a rage. Wait a minute. For we are ready to die rather than to transgress the laws of our ancestors. Who are your ancestors? The king fell into a rage and gave orders to have plans and cauldrons heated. They were heated immediately, and he commanded that the tongue of their spokesman be cut out and that they scalp him and cut off his hands and feet. Now you see that scalping didn't originate with the so-called Indians. It originated with these Greeks. And while the rest of the brothers and the mothers looked on, when he was utterly helpless, the king ordered them to take him to the fire, still breathing, and to fry him in the pan. The smoke of the pan spread widely, and the brothers
but the brothers and their mother encourage one another to die nobly saying, most you, man, as soon as you feel the pressure of your damn family member, you caving. You feel the pressure of government or some sorry religious person, you caving, running and hiding. Can't stand on his word. They encouraged each other when they saw the first one die. And look what they said. Yahweh Elohim is watching over us and in truth has compassion on us. As Moses declared in his song that bore witness against the people to their faces, when he said, and he will have compassion on his servants. After the first brother had died in this way, they brought forward the second for their sport. They tore off his skin and his head with the hair, and asked him, will you eat rather than have your body punished limb by limb? All over some damn slide, man. In other words, the Greeks are saying, if you just eat this swine, we won't do to you what we did to the first one, even worse. Many of you compromised and less than that. You think a Christian is going to hear this?
No.
Hell no. You think anybody you know out there who's ain't filled with a Ruach is going to hear this?
Definitely not.
Hell no. We need to be asking ourselves, do we have this kind of faith? Do we have this kind of faith? Because a lot of people talk shit. They act like they hung the moon. They act like they got it all together. But do you really truly have this kind of faith? If you can't live for him right now, you damn sure ain't going to die for him. You can forget it. He replied in the language of his ancestors and said to them, no. Therefore, he in turn underwent tortures as the first brother had done. And when he was at his last breath, he said, you are cursed, wretch. You dismissed us from this present life. But the king of the universe will raise us up and up to an everlasting renewal of life because we have died for his laws. That law keep on standing, don't it? And you're going to listen to these sorry pagan-ass Christians that's going to send your soul to a living burning hell. Not telling you, we ain't none of that law. We ain't none of that law. Let this word judge you. Since you're so damn wicked, let this word judge you. After him, the third was a victim of that sport. When it was demanded, he quickly put out his tongue and courageously stretched forth his hands and said nobly, I got these from heaven. I got these hands from heaven. Because of his laws, I disdain them, and from him I hope to get them back again. As a result, the king himself and those with him were astonished at this young man's spirit, for he regarded his sufferings as nothing. You get talked about, and you about to lose your damn soul. You get talked about nothing, lose your, this man lost his hands, and he was actually talking shit to the king. No, real talk. This real preaching.
Yes.
After he too had died, they maltreated and tortured the fourth the same way. And when he was near death, he said, one cannot but choose to die at the hands of mortals and to cherish the hope of God. Give the being raised up again by him. But for you, there will be no resurrection of life. He called him talking to that damn king like that. In other words, have your damn fun. But I know you. You ain't going to be resurrected alive.
No.
You're going to go to hell. And in hell, you're going to burn. Oh, yeah. Next, he brought forth the fifth and maltreated him. But he looked at the king and said, because you have authority among mortals, many men, though you are also mortal, you do what you please. But do not think that God has forsaken our people. Keep on and see how this mighty power will torture you and your descendants. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, just wait one damn second here. How do you sit up and watch four brothers go before you getting tortured and killed, and then your turn come up and you still talking crap? My question to you, instead of y'all with all this damn faint-heartedness and stuff, when you gonna muster up some faith like this? When you gonna search your own soul and get some resolve like this instead of falling for this stupid folly of this world?
Definitely.
Do you really truly have this kind of faith? Or are you out there just talking smack like everybody else? You're a fair weather believer. When the weather is good, you believe. When the weather gets bad, you go run and hide. Which one? Because I'm telling you right now, every soul on this soil right here, straightway, we ain't playing no games. We flat out have resolved in ourselves a long, long time ago that this was going to be our life if y'all so deemed it.
Definitely. Yes.
If we die, live an old age and go on, that's all right.
Yes.
But I know this. We will bow down to this damn system, and we damn sure ain't eat your damn swine flesh.
Amen.
And on pain of death, we ain't eat your damn swine flesh.
Amen.
If I was in that situation, I'd tell them straight up, you take your damn pig and shove it up your damn funky ass, King.
Yes.
Straight up. That's kind of where your ass tough talk. This way, you okay? I'll say it again. If I'm willing to go to a damn third world country.
Yes.
Because America said there's a mission and these are the enemies. If soldiers are willing to go there and die for this wicked ass country, you gonna tell me I'm gonna have a problem with dying for the Most High Yah? And I wasn't even saved then. You out of your mind? I hope you get what I'm saying. I'm telling you, man, you got some defibrillators you need to be putting in your mind. I'm telling you. Read this book right. You're too busy being mesmerized and deceived. Period.
Somebody, Leanne, says it's right with your funk ass. We got to let that one show.
But do not think that God has forsaken his people. Keep on and see how the mighty power will torture you and your descendants. After him, they brought forth the six. And when he was about to die, he said, do not deceive yourself in vain, for we are suffering these things of our own account, because of our own sins against our own Yah. Ain't that what I said?
Yes.
They're not justifying themselves. Therefore, astounding, these things have happened. But do not think that you will go unpunished for having tried to fight against God. How do you fight against God? Because he's fighting against the people.
Yes.
This wicked king is fighting against his people. The mother was especially admirable and worthy of honor, an honorable memory, although she saw her seven sons perish within a single day. She bore it with good courage because of her hope in the Master. You women, I hope your heart is like this one. Because most of you try to save your son from death. You tell him, go ahead and eat the swine, son. You better search your heart, women. Do you got this kind of heart? To where you can see your son die admirable, honorable death by defying the wicked king of this earth and obeying Yah. Mind you, all this is over. Pig. Swine. Punk. You can see the rationalization and justification now, Christian, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
She encouraged each of them in the language of their ancestors, meaning Hebrew. Filled with a noble spirit, she reinforced her woman's reasoning with a man's courage and said to them, I do not know how you came to being in my womb. It was not I who gave you life and breath, nor who set in order the elements within each of you. Therefore, the creator of the world, who shaped the being of the humankind and devised the origin of all things, will in his mercy give life and breath back to you again, since you now forget yourselves for the sake of his law. Let me ask you something. You people forgot yourself for the sake of obedience to his law? That's the only reason why people say disparaging things against us, because we keep his law and we boast in it. Antiochus felt that he was being treated with contempt, and he was suspicious of her reproaching tone. The youngest brother, being still alive, Antiochus not only appealed to him in words, but watch this. This is just like a damn snake. Look what he do. Here comes diplomacy right here, all right? Look at this. Here it is right here. He appealed to him with words, but promised with oaths that he would make him rich and enviable if he would turn from the ways of his ancestors, and that he would take him from his friend and entrust him with public affairs. Since the young man would not listen to him at all, I'm going to say it again. Since the young man would not listen to him at all, one more time. The young man would not listen to King Antiochus at all. The king called the mother to him and urged her to advise the youth to save himself. After much urging on his part, she undertook to persuade her son. Let's see what the mama did. I thought she done saw six of them die, man. But leaning close to him, she spoke in their native language, Hebrew, and followed deriding the cruel tyrant. This is what she said. My son, have pity on me. I carried you for 9 months in my womb and nursed you for 3 years, and have reared you and brought you up to this point in your life. And you have taken care of you. I beg you, my child, to look at the heaven and the earth and see everything that is in them and recognize that Yah did not make them out of things that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way the human race came into being, do not fear this butcherer, but prove worthy of your brothers, accept death, so that in Yah's mercy I may get you back again along with your brothers. And while she was speaking, the young man said, what are you waiting for? I will not obey the king's command, but I will obey the command of a law that was given to our ancestors through Moses. But you have contrived all sorts of evil against the Hebrews, will certainly not escape the hands of Yah. For we are suffering because of our own sins. And if for our living, Yahweh is angry for a little while to rebuke and discipline us, he will again be reconciled with his own servants. But you, unholy wretch, you most defiled of all mortals, do not be elated and vain and puffed up by uncertain hopes. When you raise your hands against the children of heaven, you have not yet escaped the judgment of the Almighty, all seeing Yahweh. For your brothers, after enduring a brief suffering, have drunk an ever-flowing life under Yah's covenant. But you, by the judgment of Yah, will receive just punishment for your ignorance and for your arrogance. I, like my brothers, give up body and life for the laws of our ancestors, appealing to Yah to show mercy soon to our nation, and by trials and plagues to make you confess that he alone is Yahweh. And through me and my brothers, to bring to an end the wrath of the Almighty that has justly fallen on our whole nation. And the king fell into a rage and handed him the worse than the others, being exasperated at his scorn. So he died in his integrity, putting his whole trust in the master. Last of all, the mother died after her sons. Let this be enough then about the eating of sacrifices and the extreme tortures. In other words, you won't hear nothing else damn about it. Period. You've already got your marching orders. And I'm telling you right now, the way this wicked-ass world is going, we're going to visit this again. Because the thing that was be again. And there ain't nothing new under the sun. That's why I said tonight, many of you hypocrites out there, you better search your wicked heart. You better prepare your own heart. Because while you enjoying and reveling all the festivities of this wicked-ass life, as the old saying goes, you will have hell to pay for despising his laws, his statutes, and commandments. I can't wait to see you on the day of judgment. Where's your arrogance then? Where's your pious, pompous attitude then? Where's your victory then? Will you despise his ways to live your own pathetic, worthless life in this earth right here? Do it wherever you want to do. Go wherever the hell you want to go and ignore the Creator your whole entire life. To the law and to the testimony. If they don't speak according to this word, it's because there's no light in them at all.
Okay. We're good preaching like that. We're going to give y'all ways to support us if you want to. Come on, Sister Wenda. We'll be right back in a moment.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive. And Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, the King is coming. Well, you look at this present world, and our suffering is nothing. Don't sit up there and tell me we're really truly suffering after you read something like that. We got some reevaluation to do. We got some looking inside of our souls and some searching of our heart to do. What I see in this generation, a far cry from what I just got finished reading. A far cry, a total far cry from what I see. Totally. Totally. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know how you ever going to get to the point to even have that type of integrity of heart to lay down your life unless you even make moves to start living set apart. You're not even going to know what the power of Yah is all about. You're not even going to know what sacrifice is. Because, see, out there you got too many comforts, and you're going to clutch it just like a wino does his bottle.
Yeah.
And you're going to hold on to it with everything you got in you. You ain't going to let it go. and you're going to justify yourself, you're going to rationalize yourself, you're going to do all of it. Now watch this. Yahshua went through greater suffering than that. Jesus went through greater suffering than that. And you know what we do? We try to talk about that. Well, if you're really righteous, you ain't going to suffer. Wait a minute. But if you suffer with him, you'll reign with him.
Reign.
That's the problem today. Man, you don't suffer. You suffer whenever your flesh don't get whatever the hell they want. Let me tell y'all something. Israel is real. We got a lot of searching to do. And you cowards out there that make videos about me, I hope and pray that one day you get to make a video about me right in front of my face. That's the type of man Pastor Dowell is. Am I upset? No, I don't. Now, I'm not upset at all because it's part and parcel for it. Now, I said it on Patreon. I'm going to go more in detail into it in another video, but I'm going to tell you what. We had a brother that the elders put out of the ministry this past week. A brother who used to be brother of the year. You know what he did? He told another brother. Matter of fact, he told Brother Mike Fullman. He told Richard Flairman. Brother Richard Flairman. He told Brother Keith out there. And he dropped these names. That's what he said he did. Out there in Kansas, he told Brother Al that's done fallen away from down there in Georgia. And who's up? That's who he spoke to. But he told Brother Richard Flairman, that's what he said with his own mouth, and he told Brother Raymond. Raymond is the only brother that came to us and exposed him for the liar that he is. Brother Raymond is. See, we don't understand that. If you cover, you know, we don't know about this covering multitude of sins. But when you cover in sin, you're transgressing the law. He said, this brother said, Brother James said, you know your pastor ain't shit. Because that offended the brother. I wish you would have said that to me, Brother James. We could have settled it right then and there. Why go spit into another brother's ear? The book teaches you, if you got an off with your brother, what do? Go to your brother.
Him alone.
Go to him and him alone. Why is it that Pastor Dow got to be the one to obey the Bible, but you don't? Nobody else does. Sound like J.C. Gray or Randy Gray.
Yes.
All these cowards. Talking all behind the scenes. Don't even fit the bill to do what the book says. Then he turns around and says, I know that Pastor Dow is doubly anointed. And he can't touch him. But this brother said, I will. This is what he said. He said, I will kill his wife and burn down his house. Now, you people can take that as just some recreational talk. I had all kinds of thoughts going through my head. All kinds of thoughts going through my head. And one of the main thoughts I had going through my head was I was going to beat 200 pounds off his ass. You don't sit up there and threaten my damn family.
No.
And do it even in a passive form like that.
No.
And think there ain't going to be no just recompense for that reward.
True.
I don't give a damn who you are. And you fortunate that I'd even mention it to the brother. And then just like the snake that he is, you know what he did? That very next day, he goes to Sister Carol and asks her about health stuff. I didn't even know. That the night before, that's what he said. I come down here in my own house and give him some supplements from my own supply to help him out without even knowing all this. The Elder Doug sent me a text message. Elder Doug sent me a text message and said, I'm putting Brother James out of the ministry. Now, he knows that he has the authority to do that, but he's got to go through the channels. And I told them, I didn't look at it that night. I waited to hear what Elder Doug had to say the next day because I was, excuse me if I want to rest and enjoy the Sabbath.
Yes.
Elder Doug was visibly pissed. One sinner destroyed much good. Hate me so bad, man, that he don't mind coming on this man and putting his feet up under the table and eat our food. drink our wine. And keep an offense like that. And then tell the elders, I told the elders, I said, I can't be in this. I cannot be in this meeting. Because right off the bat, you already know I already got my opinion about it. And I'm not going to give y'all my opinion. Y'all elders, you know what to do. Whatever you have already been adjudicated, that's what it's going to be. The elders went up there and deliberated with him. They make a long story short, he's gone. Goodbye, good riddance, and so the hell on. Seems like the more good you do, the more evil you get for it. I don't care how much good you do, teach, the more evil you get for it.
Oh, yes.
What I do there, man?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not one thing. You're lying on me. Show me why I lie. Come to me, brother. Meet the conditions of the Bible.
Yes.
Give me the opportunity. But you don't want to do that, though. You want to spew out your own opinion and give it to everybody else. And this is going to be standard operating procedure of anybody. Especially if they drop your name, we're going to drop your name. You do it in secret, but we're going to do it in the open for all of Israel to hear.
Yes.
That sounds like Yahweh.
That's Yahweh.
When David done it in secret and despised the commandments of Yah, Yah said, I'm going to do it in front of all of Israel.
Yes.
And yeah, he was drunk. And guess what? When you're drunk, you speak the truth of your heart, don't you?
Definitely. No gaps.
And he says, he know he has a drinking problem. We ask him, bro, if you got a drinking problem, why don't you just stop drinking? Rather be offended. Anyway, it's neither here nor say, he gone. And the elders made that judgment without Pastor Dow even giving a word in it. Sad, isn't it? Everybody's telling me, thank you, pastors. I'm telling you, that's just the way judgment is going to flow down like water here. It's coming. Because, see, now all the people that he named, you got to come forward. And you got to tell us why you sit and listen to that mess. Why against an elder you receive an accusation? That's what I want to know. If you didn't do it, tell us that too. But he did drop y'all name. Now you got up looking sideways at you. Simply because he threw y'all name out there. The only one we ain't looking sideways at is Brother Raymond. And he said that Brother Mike Fuller is his best friend. Stood for him when nobody stood. I don't believe that by Brother Mike. I don't believe that. I know Brother Mike Fuller. I don't believe that. I'll be surprised if that is true. Because Brother Mike is a faithful brother to Straightway. Him and his lovely wife. Always been a faithful family. Now, yeah, I assume that this man could sit there and misrepresent easy these people right here and give his own vain opinion. Stop me not at all. Look what he did. He expects more out of us than he's capable of producing himself. He's already didn't even meet what the law, even if you tell me you're just New Testament, he didn't even do what Jesus told you to do. Yahshua. So this gives everybody a chance to come out from behind the fence. Yeah. It's time to come out and play now, because this is the way it's going to be. See, this is real, let me use this word, church. This is real church. This is man talk. This is real man. This is man business. This is how it's really supposed to happen. Now, you ain't going to see nobody run right here straight away with manicured hands and manicured toenails. No, you're going to see men hands around this place right here. We're going to deal with this openly, the way that it is. Now, I ask you all a question. If you know somebody done threatened your family like that, how would you feel? Tell me I'm irrational. I mean, I could take him to the law of this land. But the Bible says, dare any of you having a matter against the other and go to the unjust rather than the just. Are you not even worthy to judge the smallest of matters? And I'll tell you, if I ever see him out there, I'm turned on. And I've been turned on ever since that day. I had to hit this other damn nigga upside his damn head on Pentecost. I'm dialed in and dialed up. let my spirit get lax. I am in hostile environment. I got people literally want to do me wrong who I've done nothing but good to. David said, for my good, they reward me evil. Ain't that what he said?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong. Will you make them kind of threats like that on my family? No, no, that ain't no playing game to me. Let me tell y'all something about black folk and white folk. When a black person is mad at somebody, they go to that person and get them. When a white person is mad at somebody, they go shoot up whole post offices. That's what they do. They go shoot up whole post offices. They just go stop raving mad and start shooting every damn thing in sight. They go to schools and shoot up every damn body and stuff. Innocent people and stuff because they mad at this person over here. When somebody make a threat like that, I think that he's just like them. With that same attitude.
Yes.
You take it lightly. Oh, that's just, no, no, no. That's what them chaotic people do out there, and they die for it.
Yes.
We're going to be on our straight up alert. I promise you that. What other minister you know is going to talk about something like this? Huh?
No,
they talk tough. They sure don't live nothing, though.
Nothing.
You're looking at a pastor that has literally and physically had to literally fight for what we believe in here. Literally. The other thing, they was pushing him off the sidewalk, trying to get him out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Told him, just go ahead and go, man. He wasn't listening then either, was he?
No.
Wasn't listening then. You and L. Doug was pushed to get out of here, bro.
Yes.
You ain't making me go no damn well. Is that right cross make you go some damn well? Now, see, everybody else out there, you know, I trip out on all these damn sinners. They don't live a damn thing. Don't keep no commandments. Don't live no word. They don't pray. They don't pray. They don't fast. They're not filled with the Holy Spirit. They're not delivering nobody from no demons or devils, no nothing. They don't keep the feasts. They don't keep the commandments. Yet and still, they're going to sit and turn around and try to judge us. I'd be a fool if I let any of these damn hypocrites' judgment even have any little sway with me. It and they mean nothing. I'm the man of God here in this generation. So, don't get me wrong. It don't surprise us at all. They had them in the early church. We're going to have them here.
Yes.
As long as the devil is loose and sin is still in his earth until the king comes and set his foot down on the Mount of Olives, this is what we're going to deal with up until he comes. And then we're going to have 1,000 years where sin ain't going to have no reign. How about that? Until then, we got to fight the fight of faith and lay a hold of eternal life. Get a call at number 310-982-4226. That's guest call at number 310-982-4226. You want to talk to Pastor Dow? Hey, Lyle Israel said, I'm a false teacher. See, that's his opinion. Ain't he entitled to his opinion? Now, I'm not going to get all upset because he's entitled to his opinion. His opinion don't mean nothing. He don't live one-tenth of his word that I live. So, therefore, his words don't mean nothing. Nobody listens to him. But he's getting his moment of glory, though. You want to talk to Pastor Dow? I may take a few phone calls here tonight. After that, we're going on. I realize that we're on YouTube. And I realize that we have some foolish people and clamorous people on YouTube. That I do know. Mm-hmm. Love y'all, too, Sister Eunice. Love all y'all brothers and sisters out there. Bless y'all, Israel. There's a reason why the ministry is called Straight Way, because we do straight and narrow the way. 400 people watching. For all you people that are not doing, hey, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Since a bunch of y'all watching, let's go ahead and call some of y'all out of here real quick. And the way we do that, and I'll be right back here in just a minute, is We play stuff like this to let y'all hear that Straightway has power.
given to us by the Most High God.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Lord Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free right now. Spirits of explosives, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out! In the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, Satan. Move right now, man. Move. Move right now. He hates you. He don't want you there. He wants you out of him right now. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Right now, get out of here. Turn him over. Amen. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give him a leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now, my name. You can't have him, King. You've been found out, haven't you?
Loosen yourself and loosen money.
Praise God.
Is that your brother now?
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You feel that spirit come out, brother?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front. This is new to you. The demons are manifesting because of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. They are screaming because they have to go, and they don't want to go. They don't want to lose their victims. Thank God.
Can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself? Because I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. Understand? That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that'll last. Can't be surpassed. You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other. Is that right? Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing you do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just, look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. I know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other, you follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on in. We blessed, ain't we? Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself.
Yeah. Amen.
Now see, that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Come out, demon. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out. Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good. Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
One more.
So I'm a man of God.
Amen.
And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa, guess where I'm going to be at? If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at?
Amen.
That's why I'm not reverend. I'm not pope. I'm not bishop, I'm not deacon, I'm not elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell.
Amen.
There's a difference.
Amen.
You hear me, brother?
Amen.
There's a difference.
Amen.
And that's what's wrong with the church today, the reason why it's so powerless.
Amen.
Now see, to think that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it, he ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too.
Amen.
Dealing with some curses.
Amen.
We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute.
Amen.
Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how the spirit, look. See how the spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? You're good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool.
Amen.
Boy, I hate them things, bro.
Amen.
I hate them things, brother. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Look at them. See it, Pastor? We're going to find out which one that is in a minute. We'll get some sisters and stuff on it. By the way, what's your name, Spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name? Yeah, you got a name. What is it? You ain't what? You're the ruler of the universe. Which one? You rule everything. Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today. And I tell you what, ruler of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now. All right, Sister Linda. You all right? Okay. You just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her. That's her. Man, I tell you, boy, did you bring the camera? Why did you got the thing on, brother? Cut the thing on, brother. I get them go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, whoops. Flew down here from New York. I don't blame him. I would too. Sit up and see no spirit torment my wife. See, and see what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray, fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to cast these things out. Amen. Now, it's already in this close and stuff, some generational curses, right? All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known? Okay, now, ruler of the universe. Here we go again. I tell you what. Yeah. You talked to me the other day, didn't you? You talked to me the other day over the telephone, didn't you? Well, you're here. You said you wasn't coming, but now you're here. See my smiley face? You like it? We got something for you. We got something for you. We'll cast you out. Probably even sing you the Tigers. You're going to stop with this sister. I can tell you that right now. You're going to stop this nonsense. So what we're going to do, you got that prayer for curses. Who got that? I want y'all to send and get her through some prayer curses, get some legal grounds removed. And if not, I'll just lead you through myself. Sister, you understand the first thing we got to do is got to make sure that all bases are covered. You follow me? Because that manifestation right there comes from sins of the father. Amen. Curses that have been passed down through the family line. Of course, you know, we don't believe in stuff like that. You know folks. You know what? Let me sing a song here for a second so we can get old. You're a ruler of the universe. Up there, stir it up. Look at him. He's starting up again. Look at him. See him, Pastor? That's ruler of the universe. Sitting right here straightway. Ruler of the universe. All right. I know.
Well, what you just got finished hearing is stuff that I've been at for over 20 years. Obeying what the Bible says, New Testament. The Bible says that he gave us power over unclean spirits. And the Bible says that if you're a real true disciple of Christ, you would cast out devils and you would speak with new tongues. What the Bible says. Now, I know religious people know how to do away with it, dress it up, repackage it, make it say something that ain't. You just got finished not only hearing but experiencing what real power is. You see, power comes from above. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. I didn't get this on my own accord. I got it because he gave it. Period. And so you got all these people making up boasts in what they are. Their elegant words, their eschatology, their theology, and everything else, but yet they ain't got no power of all these demonic spirits and all this hell is being raised out here today. And people need some serious help. Amazing, isn't it? So, you may not can believe me for what I'm saying, but you cannot argue with my works because they testify. Yeah, you're going to have some people that's going to come in here because they got nothing to do because they're their father's devil. That's the risk that you run when you're in here and go on YouTube. Next week, we're going to be back on home base again. We just thought we'd come over here to YouTube to open it up for those who have the ears to hear. But I just do what the Bible says. I cast out devils because the Bible says and I do it. Receive power too. I bet none of these so-called Hebrew Israelites do. Christians don't either. Just a few of them. Simply amazing, huh? I bet your family don't obey Jesus and cast out devils either. How can they do that when they loaded and full of them themselves? Here we go. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Call them 717-717. Brother Zach. It's Pastor Dowie on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I can help, Brother Zach.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, my pastor and brother. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing, my brother?
I am doing well, favored by the Most High Yah. I just had a quick question. I was signing up for the conference, the Great Awakening conference there this week, and I went on the website. My PayPal went through, and then the website, the Great Awakening website, said error, like it didn't process it. So I called the dining hall. Talked to her sister there. She gave me the email address. So I emailed, for that clarification. And then the email address, that wasn't even working either. So I don't know if they were getting under some sort of hack attack or something was going on. But do you know who I should talk to? Or maybe you've heard of other folks having some trouble. I just need to make sure that, you know, I'm on the list because I really want to go to that thing. And, I paid the money. I just don't want to show up unannounced, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Zach. I'm going to see if I can talk to Ron Dalton first day. I'm going to send him a text message, then I'm going to set up a time to talk with him first day. And we'll inquire him personally for you, okay?
Oh, hallelujah, Pastor. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you be blessed. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Oh, boy. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Call number 267-267. It's Pastor Dow, Union Service Truth Radio broadcast. I can have Brother Cody.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, doing all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yes, sir. Bless you, sir. Hey, I was calling last week, but what happened was is that my beloved brother here, he got so excited, he forgot to even hand the phone over to me. at the end of the call, but everybody wants to say Shabbat Shalom real quick.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. But yes, sir, I was just giving a call, from the feast days and everything like that. You mind if I give a testimony real quick?
Have fun. Go ahead, man.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I just wanted to say, I had a real good time. The feast days is always an amazing thing. I really think the most – I wanted to give a shout-out to, to the brethren that were going on over, and they were actually getting haircuts with Brother Freddie. It's just a beautiful thing because the thing is that I've been in some ghetto-ass barbershops, but – that brother right there, he was able to turn that barbershop into a holy barbershop. He was getting free haircuts to everybody, and people were going on in, and they were getting encouraged. they were definitely able to encourage each other, and it was just a real beautiful thing. So I definitely thank the Most High for them. And, you know, it's just this ministry, Pastor, it's just it ain't like no other ministry out there. It just ain't like no other ministry out there. I just thank the Most High for it. I really, truly do. So, you know, glory to the King. Yes, sir.
Israel. All right, my brother. Good hearing from you, Brother Cody.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to North Carolina, Brother Timothy. Call the number 919-919. It's Pastor Dowell. You on the Straight Bridge Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Timothy?
Hey, yes, sir. Bless you. How are you?
All right, my brother. Good seeing you last week, too, Brother Timothy.
Hey, it was good to see you. And, man, you must have been, I know the Most High must have been unctioning in you there, because actually I've been talking with Brother Ruben. He's been urging me to talk about something I wasn't sure I should come forward with, and I was wondering if it's all right if I come forward with it now.
Well, I don't know what you're going to talk about, so I guess you only have one choice but to come forward.
Yes, sir. I've been talking to, I think I had given a, because I think I had locked my phone, it broke, so I had to get everybody's number again. And so basically I was giving people my number, I was getting theirs, and I think this brother called me up, and, you know, we got to chatting and talking, and then apparently it seemed like as if he was kind of slandering the ministry in terms of in reference
name?
Of how they're handling marriage.
What's his name?
Brother Harold.
Brother Harold? Oh, Harold in Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Nah, that's because Brother Harold wants a wife, and ain't no wife biting off on him. So, hey, you know, man, you know, these people who are not in leadership positions, man, it don't really matter what they think. It really don't. Sorry, Brother Harold, anybody else who think that it's being done wrong. But our sisters are not going to be sitting up here and do like these camps and do like the world does and do like Christianity does. They're not going to be used and abused by these dogs of men out here who only want to get between their panties. Then when they get sick and tired of them, all of a sudden they want to just throw up a bill of divorce. No, we got proper channels that we go through. And when we put marriages together, they last a long time, like a lifetime. So we have a way that we do things. And if people don't like it, go somewhere else. It's just that simple. There ain't no need about it. I mean, you left Christianity because you didn't like it and you went somewhere else. Follow the same rule and go somewhere else if that is the case. Is that simple enough?
Yes, sir.
Sound good to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's plain and simple, straight.
Anything else?
That's pretty much all I have. No, that's pretty much all I
have. All right, bless you, Brother Timothy. All right, hey, guess what? That's all we got time for tonight, but I tell you one thing. If you want to be able to speak to me, I'm going to take me the Father's will, and I hope it is the Father's will. I'm going to take every single phone call that's in the caller queue next week, okay? But next week, we're not going to be on YouTube because I know that the devil is out there waiting, and I caught you, devil. See how smart I am? Yeah, I am. Caught you. Glory to the King. Rebuke them before all, that others may fear and tremble. I bless you all in the sweet presence of the strong. Don't forget to call in if you come to Pentecost. In victorious and mighty overcoming name, I'll soon come to King Yahshua on the shit. Stay tuned for Patreon. I got some stuff to put out there on Patreon. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And by the way, you've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You need to get baptized again. Shabbat Shalom. The King. The King is coming.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.